Hello, and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about sexual harassment. Okay, just to dive right in there. My question to everyone out there that's listening to my podcast is, what do you feel about it? What do you think about the accusers that come out a year later, 5 years later, or 10 years later? I want to kind of know what's on their mind and what makes them decide to come out the moment that they do come out, even years on down the line. And I can honestly speak for myself. I've been a victim of sexual harassment and I handled it. I never decided to go to the police with it because I took myself out of the situation. It's been in the workplace. It's been with policemen. It's been in different situations. And I guess I would go back to even when I was like 19 years old, when I was living in Hollywood, I experienced things like that, trying to get into the business. But again, when I saw that situations like that was beginning to be a problem with me, I actually removed myself out of that situation. And I can only speak for myself. To me, when someone's doing something to you that they shouldn't be doing, and if you feel you don't want to go to the police right then and there, then take yourself out of the situation. I believe that you should not move forward in whatever situation that you're in where you're dealing with that type of situation. I feel that you should take yourself out of it. And I think a lot of people, what I'm noticing is a lot of people, a lot of women decide to stay in it because of the position that they have in the workplace, because what they think people might think of them. And I believe a lot of people choose their careers rather than come forward and possibly maybe lose the career, you know, that they're in because someone might not agree with what they're saying and might retaliate, and somehow, some way they may lose that position. I feel that I would be for losing my position or whatever place I'm working to speak my truth. And I'm not at all blaming anyone that's been a victim of rape or anyone that's been a victim of sexual harassment. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm talking about myself when it comes to me. When it comes to me, I dealt with it in a different way. I've been harassed since I was 16, being the fact that I have always been built up more mature where my body is concerned. I had a lot of men trying to come on to me and saying or trying things that I handled. That made me who I am today, to be honest, because I'm not a pushover. I will not tolerate disrespect from anyone, not just men, women either. I don't tolerate disrespect. You're not going to say or do anything that's going to degrade me. I don't care how loud I have to shout it at you, I'm going to let you know this will not be tolerated. And sometimes you do lose some things. And over the years, yes, I've spoken out about it. And over the years, people will use that against you and find anything that they can to remove you from your job. But that's fine because I keep stepping, you know. I don't allow that to stop me, but I think I just wish that people would just put themselves before these positions or whatever they're going after in these high places, that they would just put themselves before all of that. And if they lose it, it's not the end of the world. Just keep on trucking, you know, keep on fighting and get your career, get whatever it is you're after. But don't stay silent just because you don't want to lose that position or just because you think that people may gossip about you or talk about you. Who cares? Who cares? Words can never hurt you. I've taught that to my kids, even now as with them being grown up. Words can never hurt you. It's not what people call you, it's what you answer to. Okay, so people can say whatever they want about you, let them. Who cares? Keep living. I think if we, as long as we all will live, whether male or female, we're always going to have someone saying something about us, rather behind your back, and some might build their nerves up to say it in your face. Whatever the case may be, I just want women out there, even if you're listening to my podcast, stop waiting years on down the line to come out, because that's when, you know, when people start to say, oh, that might not be true. You know, that's a lie, or she's saying that because they dated, or she's saying that because she didn't want to lose her position. I want it to be to where you guys come out and just speak your truth. Just say what has happened to you. I don't care who did it, how much power they have, what you're seeking career-wise. Just come out and say, hey, this is what this person did to me. This is my truth. I had to deal with this on that day, this time, that week, that time, that month. Say what you have to say. But let's not wait years on down the line, because that's when you have a lot of people out there. And I've heard a lot of conversations just being out in public where people are asking the question, why did these people wait years, 10 years, 15 years? And then they decide to say what has happened, because now do you really remember the facts? Because, you know, with all of us, sometimes things you might forget little, even if it's a little bit of information, you might have forgotten it. That's why I just want everyone to come out. Even if you're a male, you're being sexually harassed on your job or wherever you're at, come out and tell it. Don't hold it in. Just speak your truth. I am such a person that I own my truth, okay? I'm the type of person that if there's something I have to say, I'm not going to back down because someone has power or someone has a certain position. I refuse to be afraid of that. I refuse to be. I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong, whether you want to hear it or not. And I'm going to demand my respect. And I just want all of the men and women out there to understand where I'm coming from. Demand your respect. Don't let anyone fondle you on a job. Don't let anyone pressure you into doing things you don't want to do. You don't have to sell yourself short. You don't have to give up sex. You don't have to do anything to get where you're going. If you know you have the qualifications to have that job, then they can't take it from you. And if they try to take it from you, they have to have a really good legal reason to do so, or therefore you take their ass to court. You fight for what belongs to you, but don't hide what has happened to you because you don't want to lose something. And I think what's going on here is a lot of people that's coming out lately, they held their peace because they didn't want to lose the position, or it was something that greater that they were seeking that they thought that person might be able to help them with. So they held on to what was going on. And that's not good. It's not healthy. It is not healthy. Don't hold on to that. And I think as an adult, anyone that's not a teenager, kids are, I would say this, there's kids that may wait years on down the line to say that they've been touched, that they've been molested. And that's because molesters tend to threaten children. If you tell, I'm going to do this and that to your family, or this and that to you, or your family's going to look at you and be ashamed and this and that. So the kids back down. And I get it. I get why children do it. But when you're an adult, that's different. Kids don't really understand. They don't know what way to go. They don't know who to trust. But we as adults, when you're an adult, you know, hey, okay, you threatened me. That's fine. I'm still going to tell my truth. I'm still going to say what you did to me that was not right. I'm going to shout it off of a rooftop if I have to. I'm going to go and seek some type of charges against you for fondling me, for trying to rape me, or whatever the case may be. Tell someone about it. Don't hold it in. There's absolutely no reason to do so, because there's always people out there like me that's going to listen to what you're saying. We're going to want to hear your truth, and we will be willing to hear it from day one. You don't have to wait years on down the line or months on down the line. We're going to want to hear it, because people like me want people to be safe. I can't stand, and I'm going to say can't stand to keep it as, you know, nice as possible, people that force themselves on people. I can't stand pedophiles. I don't like people that watch children. I have such a problem with these types of people. And a lot of us do. So there's no need to be afraid. We want to hear what's going on in your life, what someone has done to you, so that we can help you. We can help you get through it. But if we don't know about it, we can't help you. I've always kept an open ear for anyone that needed to speak to me or talk to me about something they're dealing with. And I've helped a lot of people through a lot of different things. And I enjoy helping other people. And the first thing I always tell them is, you know, you were really brave to come out and say what has happened to you. Because most of us aren't that brave to come out and say, hey, this happened to me, or, you know, this is something I've had to deal with. But as we all just sit here and watch all of these things unfold on the news, we don't know. Everything is just coming out one after another, one after another. Why not come out from the beginning? Because I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, that's not true. She's lying, or he's lying, and they wanted a better position, or they wanted more money, or they're doing it for this side, or they're lying for that side. You're always going to have people like that. That's going to doubt your word no matter what you do. So don't wait. Come out and say what has happened to you and let someone help you. I am a firm believer. I teach any child that I talk to about, when I tell them people shouldn't touch you this way, or people shouldn't touch you there, people shouldn't try to put themselves on you. I have had conversations with parents and have talked about their children that has been a victim of rape. You know, and I've also talked to parents and I've asked them, why did you tolerate that? Why did you wait so long before you notified someone of what was happening to your child? That's crazy. I have always taught my kids, if anyone touches you the wrong way, you come to me. You come to me. I've even told them, if anyone says anything out of the way to you, you come to me. Okay? I am open like that. I protect my children and my grandchildren with all that I have. And it will be a cold day in hell when I allow someone to hurt them. And I just wish that people could just be more open with one another and just admit the truth of what's going on and stop holding it in, because it's not healthy for your psyche. It's not healthy. You're putting yourself in a position that you really don't want to be in. You're messing with your own head, because then you're going to come out and you're going to have all these people pointing fingers at you, because people are always pointing fingers. Come on. That's the world we live in today. People are always saying that someone else is lying. We weren't in the room. We don't know what this person did to that person. So how can we say that they're lying? Hell, we weren't there. So I'm not going to ever say someone's lying. Oh, he didn't touch her or she didn't touch him, because I wasn't there. But I'm willing to listen to what you have to say. And you're going to let us know what happened, when it happened, and who did it. But when some people out there, if you don't tell it from the beginning, they're not going to believe you. And I think that's what happens a lot, you know. And I would also like to bring this up. A lot of people don't tell when they've been touched, when they've been raped, because you have so many people out there and they use that as a weapon. If a man or woman breaks up with them, then they've been touched. Oh, I didn't consent to this. I didn't consent to that. And I've heard, and I will say I've heard conversations where people are lying. They're admitting that they're lying. You know, we all have set and listen, you know, you're out somewhere and you're listening to conversations because you're sitting that close these days, rather restaurant or wherever else you're at, and you're hearing these conversations and people are angry because they've been dumped. And what do they do? They want to cry rape. That's the kind of shit I hate. And I think that when you do that, when you do that and you try to ruin someone's life by saying that they've touched you, when you know that you've consented to that, that's a problem. I think that you deserve jail time for that. Because you should never try to ruin anyone's life after you've consented to sex with this person, or you were allowing this person to do this and going along with it just because it was something you were after. And at the end, you didn't get what you were after. And then you decide, okay, well, I'm going to say it was rape. That's when that's a problem. And it's a lot of women out there, a lot of men out there, both, that do this. And I can't, it just makes me cringe when I hear people say, well, I'm going to do this because that person made me mad. Someone made you mad, so you're going to cry rape. Someone made you mad, so you're going to ruin this person's life and possibly get them put in jail because something didn't go your way. You didn't get this position you wanted, or they didn't give you the love that you desired to have from them. That's bullshit. But that happens a lot. That's why I decided to talk about this today, because I wanted to talk to people and let them know you don't have to be afraid to come out. Come out when it happens. Don't hold it in. Years of holding in something like that, holding in that someone has attacked you, raped you, abused you, that's not good for your own mind, your own peace. It's not good at all. So the moral of the story is just come out from day one and tell your truth of what happened to you and stop waiting years later and then tell us, I have no reason to lie. This is what happened to me. You probably don't have a reason to lie, but there's a lot of people out there that's questioning why you came out at the moment when you decided to come out. That's the only thing that I feel bad about. People that wait years on down the line to tell what someone has done to them. Because people are out there saying, well, it must not have been that bad because you waited a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later. It must not have been like what you're saying because you didn't tell anyone. You didn't say anything. You continue to work side by side with this person. You continue to make it seem like everything was so happy between you guys. You guys are taking pictures, hugged up, and this and that. That's when you have a problem. And this is why I say, when you're at the workplace, keep your relationships professional. I've never believed in dating in the workplace. You don't date where you get your money. You see what I'm saying? You don't bring that into where that's you're bringing something to where I could possibly mess up my money flow that feeds my family. Don't date on the job. And when you have supervisors that are getting a little bit too close, you let them know, step off. I am not going to tolerate this. It's disrespectful. I'm only going to warn you once. Okay, that's the type of person I am. I'll give you that one warning and that's it. But I have been seeing pictures of people posting, oh, this is my boss, and they're all hugged up. And, you know, that's a no-no, because if they do something to you, the first thing they're going to do is show these pictures. Well, hey, we were always hugging and maybe kissing each other on the cheeks and doing this and that. That was all. She or he consented to that. You see these pictures? Come on now, people, you got to do better. Don't have your workplace relationships if you can avoid it. If you guys were dating before you started working at this company together, that's something different. But if you started working at this company and then all of a sudden everyone wants to get all friendly and start hanging out and dating and drinking together and doing whatever else together, and then someone gets used over, and guess what? That becomes a problem. That's why I always tell people, do not date on the job. It's not worth it. It's not. You mean to tell me you can't find anyone outside of your workplace? I'm sure you can, but some people will date trying to get a higher position, more pay, or just that's just how they are. They like to mess around on the job. But you shouldn't, okay? You're asking for trouble. Stop mixing pleasure with your job, okay? Work and pleasure should not go together, okay? You go there, make your money. I always tell people, I go to work to make my money. I'm not coming to get any friends. I'm not coming to meet and date anyone. I'm coming there to do my job and do my job well. Leave at the end of the day, make my money, go home. That's what I do, okay? I don't want to mix anything else up with it because I don't want the problems. And I wish that a lot of other people would feel the same way, because we wouldn't have all these accusations flying around about everybody in every type of business, every career, you have the politicians, you have the actors, the actresses, the rappers, you have everyone. Everyone's getting charged for this or that, and people saying this and that has happened, and no one knows how not to mix business with pleasure. Because that's what the problem is. Stop mixing business with pleasure. Stop being all hugged up with people that work with you or people that's on your payroll. Come on, people. They're on your payroll. Stop. This shouldn't be happening. But I'm sure it's still going to be happening 20, 30 years from now, because people don't understand what not to do on the job. I would be in my office at work just looking like, wow, just looking through these glass doors that everyone is doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But, you know, hey, if that's how you want to do on your job, just remember when it comes down to who did what or who said what, pictures and text messages and everything else is going to start flying. People are going to be saying, well, I saw them hugged up in a corner over here, and then they were out together. I saw them out somewhere and they were really, you know, kissing and hugging all on each other and doing this in public. Come on now. Just stop. All I have to say is stop mixing business with pleasure. Stop taking pictures with your boss. Stop hugging all on your... I wouldn't hug my boss at all. I'll shake your hand and that's it. Okay, that's about it. But people don't have a clue. And until we learn what not to do, we're going to always be sitting in front of the television watching CNN or something saying this person was groped or this person was attacked and this person is saying they didn't do it. This person said they did. And here's another person coming out and another person coming out and another person coming out. Come on, people. We shouldn't have patterns like this. We have to do better. We really have to do better. I'm going to take a break and I will be back. Hello and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I've been talking about workplace harassment, sexual harassment, rather it's that, it's rape, whatever the case may be. I've been talking about what not to do in the workplace. Basically, stop dating within your workplace. Stop dating your boss. You know, stop dating your secretaries. People need to learn how to go to work, make your money, and leave. There are so many people outside of your workplace that you can be with rather than start something within the workplace because you're asking for trouble. And as I stated before, just there's a fine line there. There should never be a time where, unless you're taking a photo for like a workplace photo with everyone involved in that photo that you work with, there should never be any one-on-one photos hugged up with your boss. That's a no-no, because those photos will be used against you at some point in time. If you ever come out and say, hey, this person sexually harassed me or this person forced himself on me, that photo's going to come out. And I just wish that we all would stop putting ourselves in positions like that to where you're going to have someone saying, well, they're lying because look at the photo. The photo's, you know, you don't need words. Look at this photo. And that's how people are. They don't want to hear anything else because they're going to go by these photos. They don't want to hear what you say happened because the photos are saying something totally different. Now, I know that we are all adults and I can't tell the next person what not to do on their job. You know, but I will tell you, as someone that's sitting and looking in at the situation, we're thinking, how and why would you allow it to get to this? Why would you start taking such photographs with people that you work with? Certain photographs shouldn't be taken in certain positions. Now, if you're standing there and you're shaking this person's hand and you take a photograph, that's fine. But never should there ever be a time when you're hugged up with your boss. I've seen pictures like this and it makes me cringe because I'm like, okay, whatever's going on behind your closed doors in these offices, or rather you take it from the office to outside the office, whatever you're doing, it's going to come out when someone feels misused and abused. Someone's going to say, I didn't want that. That person forced it on me. It's coming. It always happens that way. But don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of people that it's just innocent. It's pure innocence. Okay. And they took the picture and they just took it. You know, that's just the type of picture they decided to take. But some people take these pictures and things are going on. And then when something happens within that click that they don't like, then all of a sudden, oh, this person forced himself or herself on me. I'm just, as a person that's looking in, my question is, when are we going to stop? When are we going to be mature about the whole thing? When are we all going to learn that we have to handle ourselves better on the job? We have to. And I'm talking from experience because I've had people try things on me like that. You know, and I'm quick to tell you, don't touch me. Did I give you permission to touch me? Do not put your hands on me. Do you understand? They're checked ASAP. Okay. And then I'm going to make it known. So it's logged. This person did this and I didn't like it. So yes, I will tell someone higher up, this is what happened. And I didn't appreciate it one bit. But people don't do that. But I start off, and me being the type of person I am, I'm so upfront and honest. I tell people when I meet people, this is my, and I will not tell you guys anything that's not true. I tell people, don't touch me. Don't say anything disrespectful to me because I don't tolerate it. Keep your hands to yourself. I would keep my hands to myself. I won't say anything disrespectful to you sexually or any other way. And I expect the same. So I just kind of go in with it like that. I can recall having interviews where I've told them, I don't tolerate that. That's a no-no for me. I don't tolerate disrespect from anyone. I don't care what your position is, how high up above me or how low under me you would be in position. Don't screw with me like that. And you know, some people eyes are like, wow, did she just say that? Yes, I just said that because I want to make it known that I'm not the one to be fucked with. I'm not the one. You won't fondle me. You won't coerce me into your bedroom. You won't do any of the above. I tell them I am here for my money. I am here because this is my career. I'm here to make my money. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to find any lovers or anything of the sort. I'm here to do my job, get paid, take my ass home. If I want to find someone to play around with or whatever the case may be, whatever it is I'm wanting, there's always someone outside the job. I don't mix business with pleasure. Never have. And I think we all would be better off if we all stopped doing that, because that is the problem right now. Mixing business with pleasure. So, as I stated before, I am not criticizing any victims out there that's been victims of sexual harassment, because hell, I've been a victim of sexual harassment, have been for years. Everywhere, it seemed like everywhere I was going, someone felt, even at the age of 16, someone felt. I've had grown ass men trying to talk to me. I've had grown ass cops trying to talk to me at gas stations, you name it. I'm pumping gas, little 16 year old and these grown ass men, you know, but I knew how to handle myself. I knew how to handle myself. I told him, step the fuck off. Okay, yes, step the fuck off is what I said. I didn't tolerate it. I did not. Even as a grown woman now, soon to be in my 50s, I don't tolerate it. Okay, I'm not going to tolerate it. I don't tolerate anyone disrespecting me. I don't tolerate anyone touching me just because they felt they wanted to. No. My body is my temple. Keep your hands the hell off of it. That's the way I see it. If you want to speak to me, speak to me. Stand in front of me, speak to me. Don't get next to me. There's no whispering in my ear. Get your ass and stand in front of me and talk to me. Don't touch me. That's how I am. Besides that, I like eye contact because I think I've always said the eyes is go straight to the soul. And I have been such a good person when it comes to talking to people and giving them eye contact, because I've saved myself a hell of a lot of trouble from dealing with the wrong people, because usually people that's lying can never look you in your eye. People that has a hidden agenda, they're always looking somewhere. It's like their eyes are just going around really fast in a circle because they don't want to look at you because they know they're up to no good. Me, oh, I'm going to look at you because I know I'm going to find out what you're hiding. I'm going to find out what type of person you are, because if you can't stand in front of me and look me in my eyes and talk to me, then that's a problem, because you have hidden secrets and you are afraid that your eyes will tell it. Your expressions, your facial expressions will tell it. But if you're good at reading people, that's all you have to do. Talk to them, look at them, and you're going to see a lot. At that moment, you're going to see a lot. And people ask me, how can you do that? I mean, you knew this about that person, because body language tells a lot. Your body language, your eyes, they tell a lot. We just need to look, you know? Some people, I've had people say, oh, I can't stand when people look me in my eye. I hate it. I don't like when people try to look in my eyes. Honey, that should be what you want them to do, so that you can see what their intentions are. Because if they can't look you in your eyes, there's a problem, because they're hiding some shit they don't want you to see. So you'll never catch me saying, oh, I can't look at Dora in her eyes because, you know, she won't allow it. Oh, yeah, she's going to insist that you stand right here in front of her and talk to her. Don't get on the side of me. Hell, don't talk to me from behind. Get your ass in front of me where I can see who I'm talking to or who or what I'm dealing with. That's how I am. And I think a lot of other people should be like that because you can't lose that way. Okay. Well, okay. I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time. I just wanted to touch base on workplace harassment. And I'm not pinpointing anyone. I'm not talking about any particular person. I'm talking about my experience that I've had with harassment, okay, and how I handled it and how some people handle it from what we've seen in public, you know, what we've watched on television. I can only give my advice. All I'm giving is my advice on here. I'm not talking about anyone specific, except for when I say I'm talking about me, then I'm talking about myself. Other than that, it's just my advice on that matter at hand. So I don't want anyone to get confused and say, oh, she's talking about this and that person. No, I haven't said anyone specific but myself. Okay, and I've touched base on what's going on in the world today with situations like that, but I never specifically said anyone's name. So, you know, no one can say I specifically said anyone's name because I didn't. That's one thing I would never do. When I talk about scenarios or when I talk about things, I talk about myself. And then I talk about what's going on in the world, but I don't pinpoint any one person. I just talk about what I'm seeing without names. Okay, just in general. But I hope that this helps someone that's listening to where you understand where I'm coming from when I say people need boundaries. If we don't start giving people boundaries, letting them know, don't cross that line, don't do this, don't do that, then we're going to always end up where we're at now. And that's like accusations flying everywhere. Because there is so much going on in this world right now. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Okay, but again, I would like to thank all of you for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is with me. And until next time, and I'm going to try to get on here more often. I have been so busy that I know I should never go this long in between episodes, but I have done it and I would like to apologize for that. But if you like my segments, just listen and share. Tell people about them if you like them. If I've said something that you didn't like, then I don't know what to tell you because one thing I don't do is apologize for what I feel or what I talk about, because if I talk about it, it's something that I needed to get off my chest, you know, and we can't please everyone. And for everyone that does like my segments and everything that I'm talking about, feel free to leave me an email or if it's something you want me to touch base about or talk about, let me know. Just leave it in the email and I'll get it or send me a voice message. It's up to you. And share with your family and friends and have them listen and we can talk together. But until next time, thank you for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is. Take care.